J.R. Birx has done a little of everything in construction. He's originally from Palatka and has done the groundwork of development all his life.
My dad owned a paving company when I was growing up. I would do a lot of extra work on the weekends and stuff like that, so I've kind of always went out and found extra work. A little bit of everything, concrete work, paving, trimming trees, done some of all of it.
JR was working in the area that today is World Golf Village, even before its present owners took over.
And I come there to build the roads with my dad and my brother. And then the farming market hit bottom, but I've done side work off and on for different people. I've built horse tracks and ponds and cleared land.
JR and his son-in-law David started a new company, J&D Tractor Work, about 18 months ago.
My daughter has kidney disease. The problem was where he worked, it was hard with her having to go to the doctor, and she had kids that had to get to school and all this stuff. It was hard with his schedule to keep his job and take care of her and do what he needed to do. So we went in business doing dirt work and stuff.
JR, who's 55, has three other children, and they all help take care of their sister. They've also run side businesses.
My wife and my daughter, the one that's sick, had like a sandwich trailer that they went around and they'd do barbecue sandwiches and different stuff that they would pull out on the sites and sell sandwiches and stuff at lunch. Yeah, I guess we'd try about anything.
Finding a niche for his new company has been a challenge.
We tried to get into the pieces that nobody else wanted to do. We're putting up what they call silt fence. That's the black stuff you see around the projects when they're working. We've been doing that, and that seems like it's doing better for us than anything.
Another thing that's changed for the better is that under the Affordable Care Act, JR, David, and JR's daughter all are covered under health insurance. David didn't have health insurance at his prior job.
Didn't have health insurance where he worked, but she got some disability because she was working at the time and then she couldn't work no more. So she did get some disability that's helping with the medicine and stuff she has to have.
Their company is keeping busy. J.R. Birx's priorities are family, not business success. He knows he can always find work.
Comes down to how much work can you get and can it support both of us. He's the main one as long as it supports him and my daughter. I'm healthy, I can go out and get a job working for somebody else. That's what I've done all my life, so I'll probably go back into running a machine for somebody or something. The company so far has supported him and her. He keeps a week's paycheck and keeps them going, so I won't interfere with that. Go find me something if I need to.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.